Welcome back, everybody, to DC and DC, Dallas Cowboy fans talking football in Washington, DC. I'm a DC native, born and raised in Northeast DC, been in the DMV my entire life. And yes, I am a Dallas Cowboys fan. Later up on the coming up on the show, going to have my son, Manny, on the show with me. He's 11. He loves the Cowboys just as much as I do. Maybe even more. Maybe even more, because he don't have the scars that I have. See, he doesn't remember the 90s when we were, man, winning Super Bowls. Uncontested, easily the best team in the NFL. He doesn't remember that kind of stuff. And so he doesn't have the glory days and the fall from grace, those scars that I've got. But anyway, we'll talk to him a little bit about that a little bit later. And so he's going to sit quietly in the studio here at home while I kind of pontificate on what's ahead of us in week 18. Look, y'all, I took a while off, just been super busy with work and all this other kind of stuff. I work in media and I do some sports. As a matter of fact, I do two sports broadcast gigs for the Washington Commanders. And they know people know I'm a Cowboys fan, but it's fun. I mean, I'm a media professional, and so I take care of business when I got to take care of business. But anyway, week 18, Cowboys have a chance to lock up the NFC East, a position, by the way, in the middle of the season, and even just as early as 3-4 weeks ago, didn't think we'd have this opportunity, okay? Didn't think we'd have this opportunity, but here it is right in front of us. The Eagles gave us a gift by losing to the Cardinals. Cowboys took care of business against the Lions. And I know everybody's going to say, oh, well, the refs cheated. The guy reported. No. Here's the thing about this guy reporting. Number one, it's on you as a player to make sure the referee understands that you're reporting, because the referee is going to tell the other team that number 68 and number 70 is reporting. So if the ref didn't say you reported, or the ref didn't hear you, it's on you. You got to chase him down. You got to tap him on the shoulder. Hey, I'm reporting. I'm legal. You've got to do that as a player. Number two, there were three players that approached the ref during that time. And what they were trying to do was confuse the defense as to who was reporting. And all they did was confuse the ref. And so that's on them. And by the way, after that failed, they had two other opportunities to try to get in that end zone. They failed on one, but Micah Parsons gave them a gift. But we give Micah lots of grace, because Micah's the reason the defense is so great. So we give him grace. And so Micah gave them an extra opportunity, and then they still failed on us. So you still had two opportunities to do it, and you couldn't get it done. Okay, so stop with the whining with the refs and the Cowboys cheated and all sort of kind of stuff. Nobody's got time for that. All right, we're not dealing with that. So they beat the Lions at home, super close game. Lions, I got to be honest with you, they're one of the teams that scare me in the postseason. Lions scare me, Rams scare me, and of course we got the 49ers that scares as well. But the team coming up this Sunday does not scare me at all. The only thing that scares me about this upcoming Sunday game against the Washington Commanders are the Cowboys. The Cowboys are the only thing that scares me about this upcoming game against the Commanders. The Commanders have given up, y'all. And we know they have. They've given up. One of the Commander shows that I do here in D.C., with my buddy Kevin Stanfield. It's called the Federal Football Report. When Coach Rivera had switched and said, you know, Jacoby Brissett is going to start. We're going to sit Sam Howell down for the rest of the season. And Jacoby's going to play. Kevin and I said on that show, Jacoby's not taking the field. Because if you're Jacoby, why in the world would you take the field? Why in the world would you say, okay, yeah, I'll play these final 2 weeks behind a battered offensive line, behind a team that doesn't seem to be able to get their act together. I'll sit back there and get hit on. No, Jacoby's like, no, 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 no. See, I'm a seasoned vet. And I've started in this league. I have a lot of value as a backup. I'm not jumping in there and going to get hurt or going to ruin what could be a decent contract for me this upcoming season. I'm not playing. And then all of a sudden, Jacoby Brissett, Friday before the game, oh, the hamstring, a little sore. Now, Jacoby, how did you hurt that hamstring? how did that hamstring all of a sudden get hurt? Jacoby ain't hurt, y'all. Jacoby doesn't want to play. And I don't blame the brother at all. So anyway, the only thing that worries me about this game with the Commanders are the Cowboys. Are they going to show up on the road in a game that matters and just stomp the Commanders in the ground. The Commanders got several veterans that they're not going to play. Already said, there's several veterans who are not going to play. It's Ron Rivera's last game here as coach in Washington, D.C. It's obvious that, they hadn't said they're going to let him go, but he's not going to make it past the week after the game. They're going to get rid of him. And by the way, again, part of my stuff that I do here in media, I've done a couple shows where I engineered for some Ron Rivera shows, some coaches shows with Ron Rivera, and I like Ron Rivera, man. He's a nice guy. We took pictures and stuff. He's really super nice dude. But he's not going to be here. He's not going to be around. The Cowboys will be the Cowboys' biggest enemy this game. I remember last year the Cowboys were in a similar situation, if you don't remember. Played in Washington, well, in Landover, against the Commanders. Got some tickets from a media colleague of mine here in D.C. because I wasn't doing anything for the Commanders post-game show like I'm doing this year, so I couldn't go to the game anyway this year. But he gave me some tickets last year, took my son, Manny, who loved the Cowboys the same way that I do. We were so excited because the Commanders, man, the season was over. This is their last game. They don't care. The Cowboys got some playoff positioning that they can get going with this last game and win it. We showed up. And the Cowboys laid an egg. Played the starters awful. And as a matter of fact, last year, Heinicke was the starter. They had Heinicke. And Heinicke didn't play the last game. I'm not playing. Why would I ruin what could be a lucrative offseason for me by playing this last game? And Sam Howell played. And for whatever reason, the Commanders saw something in Sam Howell that last game and said he will be the uncontested starter going into next season. I have no clue why. He didn't play well. Dallas played like trash. And my fear is that not that the Commanders will actually even do anything that will, make the Cowboys lose, but that the Cowboys will show up and play like trash like they did last year. That's the biggest fear for me. And I'm hoping that doesn't happen. I'm hoping that that's just scar tissue. I'm hoping that I just sound like a wounded, resentful fan and that that's not going to happen, but it's possible that it could. Now, suppose the Cowboys do win, they get the second seed. This is what I'm trying to focus on, that if the inevitable happens and the Cowboys, who are night and day, light years ahead of the Commanders, they show up, even if they eke out a win, if they get the dub and they get the second place in the playoffs, they're going to have two home games. And what I'm hoping happens is that either Seattle or Green Bay gets that seventh seed and they got to come to Dallas because that's going to be a dub. That's going to be a dub. Dak's going to show up. That's going to get that dub. Now, what I'm also hoping happens is that St. Louis then will be the sixth seed. They will have to play the three seed, which will be Detroit. I'm hoping St. Louis beats Detroit. And then I'm hoping that Tampa Bay beats Philadelphia. Right? Because then what will happen is, or maybe Detroit beats, Philadelphia. I'm hoping that the Rams will beat them. Because then what will end up happening is that the Cowboys will then have to play, I think, the Rams, or it's possible that they will have to play Tampa Bay. I'm not sure exactly that scenario, but either way, I'm good with that. I do not want to play Philadelphia in the second round, even though they look like trash now, but there's something about those conference matchups. And I don't want to see Detroit again. I don't. Even in Dallas, I don't want to see him again. I'm fine with seeing St. Louis again, and I'm fine, with seeing Tampa Bay if that's the way it all shakes out. So, who knows how it's going to work out? But two home games is exactly what we need to do. I want to see the Cowboys go into Landover, and I want to see them just stomp the Commanders and show we're going to take this NFC East. And by the way, I want to see them take this NFC East and then rest the starters for the rest of the second half. I want to see them get this thing over with in the first half. And I want it done. And I want Dak resting. I want CeeDee Lamb resting. I want Tony Pollard resting. And by the way, while I'm talking about Tony Pollard, I couldn't have been more disappointed that Dallas did not do something to try to claim Dalvin Cook off waivers. Because if one thing's apparent about the offense this season is that Tony Pollard, and I love Tony Pollard. I'm a huge Tony Pollard fan, but he is not a featured back. He's not. He is a change of pace back. He's a third down back. He's a back that you put in for in spurts for a spark. He is not. I would have rather just kept Zeke Elliott and have him pound, 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 and then put Pollard in. I would have rather at the trade deadline they did something. I don't care if it's the first round pick of this upcoming draft. Get Derrick Henry. Bring in a bruiser. Bring in somebody that can carry that load. Somebody that when they stack the box, it doesn't matter. I'm still going to get you 4 yards, 5 yards, 3 yards. I'm still going to get that. And then bring in Pollard. It is obvious that that's the situation. But they didn't do that, and so we got to roll with what we got. Now, Rico Dowdle, he is coming back. He was out for a second. He's coming back, and we'll see. Also, I only want to talk about the offseason because I don't want to jinx it, but Kansas City Chiefs D-tackle Chris Jones is going to be a free agent. I think Dallas needs to make a call. Get Chris Jones in there. Okay, anyway, I don't want to do it. So let's bring in my son, 11-year-old Manny, to DC and DC, talking a little bit of Cowboys football. He's got his phone. He's got all the technology. He's got his notes. He's writing things down. He's ready to do this. All right, Manny, this upcoming game, Commanders hosting the Cowboys. What do you see happening this Sunday at FedEx Field?
It's going to be a close game, but the Cowboys are going to win by either a touchdown or a field goal.
So what makes you so confident in this?
Because it's a conference or division rivalry game. In the same division, Washington is always going to play Dallas tough, also in Washington. And Dallas is going to do something to make the game close, but in the end, Dallas is going to win.
All right. Well, I wish I could be as confident as you are. Like I said earlier in the show, I don't think that you have the scars that I have from seeing what's been going on. Now, you're taking down some stats. What exactly are you trying to do as far as your stats?
I'm trying to write down stats from Dak, CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, Jake Ferguson, and also the defense. Tony Pollard didn't have really great stats from the Detroit game last week, so I'm not going to write his down.
All right, so he's writing down stats from the last week game. Now, coming into the playoffs, how confident are you that the Cowboys can make a run in the playoffs and get to at least the NFC Championship game?
If they get the 2 seed, it's going to be very likely. I think that playoff football, especially at home, Dallas is 8-0 at home, so if they do get the deuce, if they do get the 2 seed, the likelihood of Dallas making the NFC Championship game is very likely.
You got to get Manny's book, It's Okay to Be Me. Manny, real quick break. Tell everybody what your book, It's Okay to Be Me, is about.
So my book is about my story of stuttering and how I find confidence through it. And also, the purpose of the book is to help kids and adults to feel confident about themselves.
All right, It's Okay to Be Me, available on Amazon where you get your books. All right, so the Cowboys Commanders coming up. Manny thinks that they're going to win by at least 7 points. I have the feeling that it's going to be, I think Dallas is going to come out and do what they have to do. I think there's a lot of pressure on them. I think that Dak feels, so here's the funny thing. I think Dak feels the pressure. I think Dallas feels the pressure. I think McCarthy feels the pressure, but they feel the pressure in a game that doesn't have any stakes. I mean, the NFC East is a stake, but they still can get into the playoffs and it's all good. So it's like, it's not, you know, threat level midnight, as Michael Scott once did on The Office when he did that movie. It's not threat level midnight, it's pressure, but it ain't like win or go home pressure, right? And that's the kind of pressure Dallas is used to. So I think that they're going to show up, kind of like what they did against Tampa Bay last year in the playoffs, where everybody's like, oh, one and done, one and done, even though they had won a playoff game, you know, in Dak's career up to that point. They had already won a playoff game, but everybody was acting like they never had won one. But anyway, I feel like it's kind of like what happened last year in the playoffs against Tampa Bay. And that pressure, Dak showed up. The Cowboys showed up. I think that's what's going to happen here, that they're going to show up and that they're going to beat the Commanders pretty convincingly. I don't think it's going to be something like, you know, 45-9, because I don't think that if it gets out of hand, the starters are going to play the rest of the, like, the second half or in the fourth quarter. But I think Dallas is going to show up, and they're going to take the NFC East. It was a gift given to them by the Eagles, and I think they're going to do their thing with it. And I think they're going to get 2 home games, and we'll see. So one thing's for sure, we haven't done a lot of shows this season. Like I said, I've been busy doing some work, and I have to apologize because a lot of that work has been for the Commanders. But I'm a media professional. I got to do what I got to do to get that money in. It looks like Manny may have a few other. Are those stats from the Detroit game? You want to rattle off some stats? All right, yes. Manny wants to rattle off some stats. Go ahead, Manny. Rattle off some stats.
So Dak's stats from the Detroit game were 345 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, and a 103.5 passer rating. Now for CeeDee Lamb's stats from the Detroit game, he had 227 yards, beast. On average, he got 17.5 yards per catch. His longest catch of that day was 92 yards, and he got a touchdown from that 92-yard catch. And Brandon Cooks had 5 receptions for 60 yards. Longest was 21 and 1 touchdown. And Jake Ferguson had 4 receptions, 33 yards, and his longest catch was 9 yards. And also, I got some defensive stats here. Marquise Bell had 2 assist tackles and 8 tackles. Jerron Curse had 7 tackles and 3 assists. Donovan Wilson had 6 tackles and 5 assist tackles. Micah Parsons had 5 tackles and 1 assist tackle. Deron Bland had 4 tackles and 0 assist tackles. And that is it for the defense for so far. And Brandy and Brandon Aubrey had 2 of 2 from field goals, and his longest was 51.
Manny with the stats, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it's okay to be me by Manny Jennings, available on Amazon. So we're going to see what happens Sunday. Like I said, it's been super busy for me. I'm going to make sure that I'm with you for the playoffs and throughout the playoff run. And if you want to come on the show, hit me up on Twitter, Claude J Media. Well, X. Hit me up on X. I still call it Twitter, at Claude J Media. Would love to have Commanders fans, if that's what you guys call yourselves. Of course, Cowboy fans are always welcome on the show. Maybe during the playoff run, we're going to have some Cowboy fans on here to preview. I got to get Cowboy Sam on. I got to get Chris on. I got to get a lot of people on the program. All right, y'all. It's DC and DC. We'll catch up after this Week 18 beatdown of the Commanders as we head into the playoffs after winning the NFC East.
Bye.